Okay, so today we're on Daf Pei Chet. I'm on Erevin. That's 88a. We'll begin a few lines from the top, the fifth line. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Everybody have it. So if you remember, we spoke yesterday about having a balcony and being able to draw water on Shabbos. So the water is a carmelite, but there's a kula by water. So if you have the sleeve that goes down, or if there's a sleeve below or a sleeve above the above the balcony, you could draw the water. And then we say good achit mechitza. We say that the mechitzas go down. So normally we don't say that. That's a mechitza tluya. Remember, mechitza tluya normally we don't say, because that's where the gedayim are boking bow. The kids, bang through it. But by water, it's a kula lacham had by water. Okay, so the fifth line on Peichet Amar Aleph, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Loshanu El Lomalo. So he says this kula with the water is only to draw water, to fill water in the bucket. Aval Lishpoch Asur. But if I want to eject water, I want to have wastewater and throw it back into the water, that I can't do, because now, even though where the water lands will be Rishud Yachid, but it's going to go into the Carmelite. So that's the first lashon. Samatkiv la Rav Shezvi v'chima ben ze la'uka. So he says, what's the difference between this and an uka? Uka we're going to have in the next Mishnah means a cesspool. And sometimes a person has a cesspool in their yard and they'll put wastewater in it. And even though the wastewater will, flow over the cesspool and go into, Rishus Rabim, it's still allowed. So what's the difference between that and this water that I'm ejecting from the balcony? So he says, honey timey, but honey low timey. So the difference is that with the wastewater, with the cesspool, so I want it to be absorbed in the ground, and it may not get absorbed in the ground, and then it will flow off somewhere else. But my ratzon is that it should get absorbed in the ground. So it's like, and this is the way Rav Packer was saying to me, it's like an eno mitkavein. In other words, I don't intend to do a malacha. I want it to be absorbed in the ground. But here, with the wastewater that I pour over, it's going to go definitely into the carmelite. And so according to the slashon, it's prohibited. Let me do five more lines and I'll pause. Ika de Amri, the other version is, or a different version, Amar Rabba Rav Huna, lo teima lamalot hu deshari l'shvocha asur. Don't say that you're only allowed to draw water and you're not allowed to eject the water. El shvoch namishari, even throwing off the water is permissible. He says, Amar Rav Shezi pshita hainu uka. So Rav Shezi, that's pashut. That's the same as the uka. In other words, why should it be different than the uka? The uka, again, is the cesspool, so I pour water in it and it may flow off in here as well. So he says, ma'u detema hani taimi v'hani lo taimi kamashvalan. I might have thought that there's a distinction based on what we said before. So kamashvalan, not this way. So Rashi says, in other words, here, I don't care, that it goes labroi. In other words, so it's not so terrible with this. Okay, give me one second. All right. Here he says, in the art scroll, he says that, in footnote 8, although he knows the sewage dropping from the river below will flow beyond, he has no particular interest in this happening. Therefore, since the area in which it first falls is within his partition, is permitted. However, when it comes to pouring out sewage in the chatzar less than 4 amos, the next mission requires that it be able to absorb it. All right, so the basic idea, we had 2 lashonos with this. So we have a kula to draw water from the carmelite into the balcony, because I have the sleeve over or above the balcony, makes it Rishud Yachid. So I'm just withdrawing from the Rishud Yachid to the Rishud Yachid. So that's permissible. So the issue we took up, what about if I want to pour water off? I want to eject water from my house, from my balcony into the river, into the body of water. So we had 2 lashonos here. The first lashon was that I'm not allowed to do that, because when I pour it into the body of water, it's going to flow right away elsewhere, and I'm setting it in motion, so I can't do that. That's the first lashon. And then it's different than a cesspool, because a cesspool, I want the water to be absorbed, and it may be absorbed, but it may not be absorbed. That's the first lashon. The second lashon, no, I have a green light to do it, because since I have no desire that it go anywhere else. I'm just pouring it there, and so he's, even though I know it may end up going beyond that, I don't have any interest in that happening. So since where it falls initially is the Rishus HaYachid, is permissible. All right, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody's been very quiet lately.
I got a question. I got a question.
All right, then now it feels more natural. All right, what's up, Yosef?
Wasn't the whole reason for giving your head to just draw water was because with the sleeve was because people can't live without water?
That's true.
So what would be the head to pour water back in? Just hold on to your water until later on. Why would you think you have a head
Yeah.
to do this also?
Well, I assume it's, once they set up this cooler, even though the reason for the cooler is to allow you to obtain it, it's difficult for me to say that it exists just one way, not the other way. In other words, once I'm saying that I have mechitzot, and these are mechitzot that are good, for water, so they're good whatever I'm doing. In other words, in Achinami, the reason that it was set up is because it's important for people to have access to water. But once it's set up, it's set up. That's what I would think. That's the, that's it. Anyway, all right. All right. I'm gonna move on. All right. So we're, for people who are just joining us, we're 15 lines down on Pei Chet Amud Aleph, 88A, 15 lines down in the two dots. Then we mentioned in the Mishnah that if I have two balconies and one balcony is near the, is Lamala Mizu, one is higher than the other one. Asula, he says, if I make, in other words, one balcony has got a hole in it and a sleeve to get the water, or it has partitions around it to allow it to get the water, and the other balcony doesn't have it. So the two balconies, Zulamalamizu, Asula Yona below Asula Tachtona, it means the two balconies are near one another. One is higher than the other balcony, but the two are near one another. So it's like it, we view it as like it's like two chatzerot that are need to have two need to have in other words two chatzerot that need to have a Ruvei chatzerot to use it. So if Zulamalamizu, Asula Yona below Asula Tachtona, if they made the partition for the upper balcony and after the lower balcony, Shteina Surud Ad She'arvu, they're both prohibited on accessing the water until they make an Eruvei Chatzerot. So the Gemara is going to explain more, but the idea is that the both of them are going to use the upper balcony to get the water. So it's like two Chatzerot that are each using each other's Rishus. That's the basic idea. And we'll see in a minute. And so they have to make an Eruvei Chatzerot. All right, we'll see in the Gemara. Okay, Shtei Zusrot Zu V'chulei. So Amar Rav Huna Bar Rav, Lo Shanu Ela B'smucha. So the Mishnah is talking about the two balconies are near one another. It means laterally, even though one is higher than the other one, but laterally they're within four tefachim of one another. Avabamufleget, but if they're distance away from more than four tefachim, Elyona Muteret, then the upper one can draw water. In other words, the upper one has got the partitions or the sleeve, and if it's mufleget, the other balcony is out of the parsha. And so the upper balcony can draw water freely. So the Gemara says, "V'rav l'tame, d'amar Rav, in adam osra chaveiro derech avir." Rav is his shita. He says one person can't osra on the other person derech avir. In other words, like the only way that the other balcony could, in other words, they have balcony A and balcony B. Balcony B has got the partitions to give it access to the water. Balcony A is in the Mishnah within four tefachim of balcony B. So now they're both, you want to use it, and the Gemara is going to explain that they both join together to build the partition. Even though the partition's on balcony B, they both join together to build that partition. So they're like, they're shutfim. So they need to make an Eruvei Chatzerot. They don't make an Eruvei Chatzerot, they each cannot draw water. So the but if they're muflag, if they're distance away from one another, then balcony B can freely draw the water, because balconies A's use is derech avir. In other words, they have to, throw something over the avir in order to get access to the water. So a person doesn't ask for another rishus if my only hishtamshus is derech avir. I think we had this not I think we had this already earlier in the parak. So just give me two, three more lines. Amar Rabba, Amar Bechia, Rav Yosef, Amar Boshia. Or let me leave it. Let me pause right there. Let me pause right there. All right. So I think we have this covered. So it means again. So if they're both going to join together, and both want to, and both like Chatzei Road are going to use this hole to get water, so they need to make an Eruve Chatzei Road to permit that. But if one is out of the picture totally, if one is muflag, then B can draw water. Okay, any questions on what I did?
But he's not out of the picture. He's partnered with the guy.
So yeah, he's financially partnered. So but if it's only hishtamshus is derech avir, the only way he can do it is like by throwing from a distance. So that's not called hishtamshus. In other words, in order to asr my chatzer, we both have to be in the same chatzer together. If I'm in California or in New York, even though I paid for, you know, the fencing in your chatzer, it doesn't mean like I have hishtamshus there. So it's only when my chatzer joins your chatzer, and then I'm using your chatzer, you're using my chatzer, then we run into problems. All right. Well, Fern, what's up?
Why does one member of a chatzer asur the other? What's the basis for that?
The same chatzer or a different chatzer?
The same one, the one with the balconies.
Well,
it's considered the same chatzer, right?
No. In other words, the with the balconies, it's considered like two chatzerot. And they're like sort of joined together. That's the way I see it. But either way, the idea is if I have a chatzer that I have to make an Eruvei chatzer with all the members of my chatzer, otherwise I can't carry in the chatzer. That was.
But it's like circular reasoning. One asers the other because you need to make an Eruvei chatzerot. And why do you need to make an Eruvei chatzerot? Because one would aser the other.
No. You make
on a Torah level, there's no yeser. This is a rabbinic law.
It means that the chatzer looks like the Rishus HaRabim. But if we make an Eruvei chatzerot, we're all joining together, making it like one home, one unit.
Right. So now how does the Avir take care of that? Because
again, it's like what Yosef was saying. In other words, if I'm muflag, in other words, it's only when the two chatzerot are adjoining one another and then they each want to use each other's chatzer. But if one person's in California, one's in New York, they're not going to asr each other. So he's saying like the only hishtamshus would be derech Avir, like throwing over. That's not called hishtamshus. In other words,
apply to the one who's the higher one or the lower one?
Well, in this example, it was the higher one that had access to the water, and the lower one is the one that's using a derech avir. All right.
But if you reversed it, what would the implication be?
Yeah. So remember, I think we discussed this earlier in the Gemara that remember we came into the Gemara discussed that the lower one also, remember the lower one also had Derek Zrika and Derek Shulshul, that they were throwing it up and lowering it.
It was the ease with which they could gain access.
That was also part of the whole, calculus. All right, I'm going to move on. Now, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, all right, we're up to around the 10 lines above where it gets wide. Amar Rabba Amar Bechia, Rav Yosef Amar Rav Oshi. It means Rab and Rav Yosef both say Yesh Gezel B'Shabbat V'Chur V'Machzir L'Baalim. So Yesh Gezel B'Shabbos means if I have a Rishus, we don't understand this sentence, but it seems like two contradictory statements. Meaning, let's say next to my property there's a Chur I own Amru Uvein, I have my house. Next to my property, there's another property owned by Shimon, but it's a Churva, and he's not there, and I use it during the week, and he doesn't care. No, that's the way it seems like. So here, the first halacha is Yesh Gezel B'Shabbos, like when a person steals something. So this is kind of far removed where it's in Bava Kamma. There's an idea of Kinyani Gezela. When I steal something, I acquire certain ownership of that which I steal. Remember, I'm chayev even on own simonet. In other words, I'm responsible even if an onus happens to it. So I acquire it for certain dinim. So here, the Gemara thinks Yesh Gezel B'Shabbat that for Shabbos purposes, we think it's my property, and I don't need to make an Eruvei Chatzerot with it. In other words, because I use this property; it's abandoned, and the other person doesn't seem to mind, so I don't have to make an Eruvei Chatzerot. We think, But a churba goes back to the balim. So it seems like it goes back to the true owner. So we do have to make a ruvei chatzerot. So the Gemara says hakufa kasha. So the Gemara says the sentences seem to be, you know, contradictory. Amr yesh gezel b'shabbat alma kanya. Is this gezel b'shabbat? So you acquire the other rishut. He says v'churba masir the balim alma lo kanya. So the Gemara says haki kamar. This is what it means. Yesh din gezel b'shabbat. There is a din of gezel b'shabbat. Ketzad the churba masir the balim. A churba goes back to the balim, meaning that indeed he does have to make an eruv chatzerot, even if there's a churva next door, and even if he uses it during the week. If he wants to use it on Shabbos, he's got to make an eruv chatzerot with Shimon in my example. So Amar Rabba, who's but one of the Baal Memras, says umot finan ashmaitin. We can ask on my own shmua. In other words, I made the statement, and I made the statement in the name of Rabbi Chia, and I have a kasha on my own statement. He says, we said that if I have two balconies, one above the other one, so they have to join together with an Eruve Chatzerot. He says, So we don't understand that they have anything to do with each other. So I told you based on the Maskana that Chatzer A had pitched in to build the partition in Chatzer B. But we think these two chatzerot really have nothing to do with each other. In other words, you have your chatzer, I have my chatzer. And he says, nevertheless, the Mishnah says we have to join together in a Rubi chatzerot. The Amri Yeshdin Gezel B'Shabbat Amai Asurot. Meaning, what right does patio A have to use patio B? In other words, they have no right to use patio B. So if that's the case, so why do they have to join together in a Ruvei Chatzerot? Why does patio B have to even be involved with them? In other words, why is one involved with the other one? In other words, why do we have to join with a Ruvei Chatzerot, especially patio B? In other words, the Mishnah says if patio B wants to draw water, they have to join the Ruvei Chatzerot with A, and if A wants to use, they have to join with B. So why do they have to join together? In other words, this is my patio, that's your patio. I never gave you terushas to use it. So the Gemara says, Amrav Sheshet Hachamaya Skinan Kocha Asu Machitz B'Shutfut. So Rav Sheshet says the Mishnah is talking about a case where A and B got together and they joined financially to build the partitions on patio B. So now they're sort of like financial Shutfim, but they still have to join together in a Rubei Chatzer. Ihachi Ki Asu Tachton Anami. So from the Mishnah, it sounds like the Mishnah said that if they make asul elyon of lower asul tachton, if they made partitions for the upper balcony and they didn't make it for the lower one, shtein asurot, they're both prohibited ad she'arvu till they make the eruv chatzerot. So the implication would be that if they each made their own partitions, then they're good. If balcony makes its own partition and balcony B makes its own partition, so they're good. So even without making a Rubei Chatzerot. So why are they good if they don't make a Rubei Chatzerot, even though they both have four partitions? So the Gemara says, Kema dasu tachtona, once the lower one also makes a partition, gilui gali daita, it's like a declaration. By making a partition, it's like making a declaration, dana b'hadach lo nichali, that I don't want to use your well on Shabbos. So it's saying like this, if they join together, A is going to access B, and B is going to permit that, and because they have this whole financial arrangement, so then they have to make an Eruvei Chatzerot, and they're within four tfachim of each other, they have to make an Eruvei Chatzerot. But if A also builds its partition, and B has got a partition, even though they may have joined together financially, the fact that A built its own partition, A is in effect saying, I have my own access to water, I'm doing my own thing, you're doing your own thing. So each one is independent. They don't need to join a Rubei Chatzerot, and they're all separate for Shabbos. All right, who's got questions and comments on anything we did so far? All right.
So that's part of the answer. So that's the interdependence upon each other, which causes them.
Right. That's correct. Okay. Again, it's a difficult daf today. You know, it's a lot, but we're almost through Eruvin. Today is Peichet. and using advanced mathematics, that leaves us with 17 days till the Siyum. All right. So, I must say, it seems like Erevin from beginning to end. I know there's a sugi coming up about tefillin, which is nice, and I think and it relates to women putting on tefillin as well. So let's take a look. But we're not there yet.
What if Reuben had permission to use the broken house during the week, but he didn't have permission for Shabbat?
So we said in the end that Reuven needs to make an Eruve Chatzerot, even if Shimon.
When he didn't have permission. I'm saying he did have permission during the week.
Yeah, but I'm saying even if he has permission during the week, he needs to make an Eruve Chatzerot. So I'll ask Kama if he doesn't have permission, certainly he needs to make an. In other words, Eruve Chatzerot means that Shimon, his neighbor, is going to join together with him, and everybody's on the same page, but they're going to join together more formally. So of course, then the Vadai, he definitely needs, he needs an Eruv Chatzerot, no?
The case was that he did not have permission. He was like a thief, right? He did not have permission using it. The case.
Let me take a look. 1 second, says then.
Yesh Gezer B'Shabbat. That was the case.
Yeah, he says... Yeah, in other words, right. He's right. He's using it during the week. We thought it meant that you have Kinyani Gazela, but the Gemara says that it doesn't make a difference. Even if the person granted him permission during the week, even if the guy says you have permission to use it on Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. He's got to join together with a Rube Chatzerot. Okay. All right, let's take a look. Now going for next Mishnah. Okay, so again, we're dealing we got into the issue of drawing water on Shabbos, pouring water back into the ocean or the river on Shabbos. Now we're talking about a chatzer and getting rid of wastewater on Shabbos. Okay, so Manitin, and the issue is going to be that I'm like transferring from one rishus to another rishut. Well, that's the potential problem. So Manitin, chatzer shehi pechuta mi'arba amod. Let's say I have a chatzer that's less than four amot by four amot. In shofchim betokamayim b'shabbat, I can't pour water in the... Now, when I'm pouring water, I assume there's nothing growing there. There's not a question of zoreya. It might be pavement, but I can't pour out the water in my mini chatzer on Shabbat, and next to my chatzer is Rishut HaRabim. I can't pour water there. He says, Elam Kain, Asula Uka, Makset Satayim, Menanekev, Ulamata. In other words, unless there's a cesspool there. A cesspool, in other words, I have a pit that's going to, so I'm pouring the water and the water will go into the pit. So then I can pour it out. Otherwise, I can't pour it out. He says, and the pit has to be able to hold satayim, two sa'a of water. Menaneke ulamata. There was like a little hole on the side of the pit where the excess water would go out. So it has to hold two sa below the nekev, maybe b'chutz, maybe b'fnim, and this cesspool can be immediately outside the chatzer or in the chatzer. He says elo shemichutz arich look more, but if it's outside the chatzer, he has to put a covering on it. And the idea is the shiurim for this cesspool will be such that there'll be makom p'tur. So he, in other words, there'll be, you know, higher than 3 tefachim, but you know, less than 10 tefachim in height and less than, I think, 4 tefachim in width. But he has to cover it over as well. Now, some say he has to cover it over because we don't want it to get filled with debris, and then the debris would lessen the shiurim, and then it would become part of the Rishus HaRabim. That's one hesber. And then... he says the Ramah says that we're trying to prevent people from falling into it. Let me just do a few lines. He says, "Mibifnim ain't sirich likmor." Okay, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Amer. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, "Biv shehu kamur." If I have a conduit which is covered over, arba amot b'rishut harabim, four amot on b'rishut harabim. Let me get picture book out here with this, and let's get picture book out. All right, this is a nice picture. All right. Anyway, so here you see the chatzer, and here you see the little pit. Okay, so it's like a postage stamp size chatzer, and here he's got his uka there. You see the uka? And then here we see like this pit, which is covered over. And here we see this biv. Biv is a conduit. Here's the conduit, and it's covered over for Dalet Amot. So he says, Reblesim and Yaakov Amir Bivshu Kamur Arba Amot Brushita Rabim, if it's covered over for Dalet Amot, so that means that part is definitely not the Rishus Rabin. It's covered over. He says, Shofchim Latocho Mayim B'Shabbat. You could pour water, like wastewater, into it on Shabbat. It means, and we'll see, it means within the Dalet Amot, it could even get absorbed in this area. He says, V'chachamim Omrim, Afilu Gag Ochatzer Mea Ama, the Chachamim say that even if I have a roof or a chatzer that's 100 Amah in length, Lo yishpoch al pi abiv. I should never pour into a conduit. In other words, the chamim are more machmir. In other words, once I pour into the conduit, it's going to go eventually into the rishus harabim. So even if the length of this conduit is even 100 amma in the rishus yachid, but it's going to end up in the rishus harabim, I shouldn't do that. He says, aval shofechu legag, but they hold you could pour on the roof. He says, and then the water from there will go into Biv. So it's not so direct. I'm not pouring it directly into the conduit that they say is okay. Hachatzer v'achsadra mitztarfin li'arba amot. A chatzer and an achsadra. So a chatzer is, you know, like your courtyard, and again, it's a small courtyard, and achsadra is a portico. So let me see if I can get the other picture up here. 1 minute. And here you see the drawing the water, by the way, from the balcony. Yeah, here we have the same picture. You see, here's a chatzer, and here he's got the uka here, and here he's got this uka, which is covered over in the Rishus HaRabim. And here he's pouring the water, you see. Let's see, here, right, here he's got the gog. He's pouring the water on the gog, and here's the conduit. So the chum say, and the gog is flat. Chamim said that you could pour the water on the gog, and then you're not pouring directly into the conduit. Then it goes into the conduit, then it pours out. It means it's not a direct action. All right, so let's see back here. Now, I don't have a chatzer v'achsadra here, but he says, hachatzer v'achsadra mitzarfin le'arba amot. A chatzer and achsadra is like a portico. It's like an open pavilion. Or mitzarf le'arba amot. Now, this v'chein, the word v'chein is problematical, but it's really a different halacha. If I have two sort of like buildings, you know, second story buildings, one opposite the other one, they're sharing the same chatzer, and one group, they built the cesspool, the other one didn't. The ones who built it are allowed to drain into the uka, the other one's not. And we'll see, the Gemara will explain that case a little bit better. Okay, so the basic idea we learned in this Mishnah is that there's a problem in pouring water. If I'm in the Rishus HaYachid and the water is going to end up in the Rishus HaRabim, I have a problem. That's the basic idea, because I'm transferring from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. So the Mishnah dealt first with a very small chatzer, and the chatzer is so small, the water would not get absorbed in that chatzer. So if I pour the water out, I have a problem because it's going to end up in the Rishus HaRabim. But if I build an uka, I build a cesspool there, then my problems are solved because the water will go into the cesspool and I'll be okay with that. And then Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said, if I have a conduit which is covered over, so I could pour water into the conduit. Remember, that was...
Where is this conduit?
Yeah, well, just let me get a picture back again for you. Here. Here's the chatzer. This conduit is like in the Rishus HaRabim, but it's covered over here. So this part that's covered over is not a din in Rishus HaRabim. So I could pour the water into the conduit, and then the water could get absorbed even in the Dalet Amot, even though it goes further, it could go further on. So he says, so that's according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov I could do. And the Chamim say, absolutely not. You can't put it into a conduit. He says, even if, and the conduit is going to lead to the Rishus Rabim, and even the conduit's on a roof or a chatzer, which is mea amma, 100 amot, it means in the area, in the conduit, it could be absorbing the water. And even if it's 100 amot, I can't do that. The only thing I could do, I could pour it on the roof, and then that was in the other picture book. I could pour it on the roof, and then that's indirectly, and then from the roof it goes to the conduit, and then it pours out to the Rishus Rabim. I could do that. And then we had this thing about one side paid for the cesspool, the other one didn't. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, and anything we did on this Mishnah?
Can you explain Rabbi Eliezer's case again? Conduit. I don't understand where the conduit is. I don't understand where you're pouring it from.
Okay, here's the house. Here's the chatzir. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is the Rishus HaRabim.
So right? You're pouring from your chatzir directly into that?
So I don't know if it looks like my understanding is you'd pour from your own chatzir into this conduit, and then would lead to the Rishus HaRabim. That's the way I understood it. In the picture, it's hard to see where the opening would be in the Rishus HaYachid, but that's the way I understood it. But the idea is that where it's covered over is not a din in Rishus HaRabim. Right? All right, now let's go into the Gemara. Two lines from the bottom. All right, so from the first halacha in the Mishnah, and everybody please mute themselves. From the first halacha in the Mishnah, we said if we have a chatzer which is less than dalet amot by dalet amot, I can't pour the water in there. So by implication, if it's 4 amot by 4 amot or larger, I could pour the water into my chatzer. And again, the chatzer is there's nothing growing in the chatzer. The way I understand it is like let's say this pavement, and it gets absorbed. So the Gemara says, my Tama, why, how come I'm allowed to pour the water in my chatzer? How come I'm not afraid that the water is going to spill off into the Rishus HaRabim? So Amarabba, Bepnesha Adama Sudas Tepeks Atayim Mayim Bechol Yom. So a person, the Gemara says, uses typically 2 sa of water every day. You know, it kind of reminds me, you know, in 1948, not that I'm such an expert in Eretz Israel, so the Yerushalayim was under Matsur, you know, beginning, like, I think in April of 48. You know, the Arabs, the Yerushalayim was besieged by the Arabs, and they limited how much water everybody could use each day. And I don't remember what the amount of water was, but it sticks in my mind about this, like, you need 2 sa. I remember they had, like, this, the amount of water they gave was, like, for everything, like, to wash your dishes, you know, to drink, to everything. You had to work it out that way. So he says, a person uses 2 sa of water every day, but arba amod adam rotza lezalfen. So the Gemara says, if I have an area of dalet amod by dalet amod, so my intent, I like it, when I pour the water, it'll, like, beat down the dust. Lezalef, we've had Zilof before in Brachot. In other words, like the water brings down the dust. So that I like. And so my intent in pouring the water in my Rishus is to do the Zilof. And if perchance some of it doesn't do the Zilof, so I'm not chayev for that. I'm okay. Turn page. Pachot mi arba, but if it's less than dalet amot, so then I don't have intent to do Zilof. In other words, Zilof is only I have a chashuv piece of property. I want to sort of improve the property and do zilof on it. But if it's like so small, it's less than dalet amot by dalet amot, shofchan, then I'm not interested in zilof. I'm just interested in throwing it out. And so ida avid ukashari. So if I have a cesspool, the cesspool will grab it. That's fine. Elo asra, otherwise not. That's the way Rabba understands it. Rabbi Zeira amar, arba amo taimi, pachot mi arba amo lo taimi. Rabbi Zeira understands that with dalet amot, it'll absorb the water, the typical amount of water that I would use, which would be 2 sa a day. More, less than that, it would not absorb it. So again, so according to Rabba, so my intent is to be the mezalef, and if it goes out, so my intent was to be do zilof. So I'm not chaya for that. Dilma atit. Yeah, he says, and according to Reb Zeira, the idea is that the water will be absorbed in the ground. So my binayu, what's the nafkamina between the two shitot? So Amar Abaye, Arech v'katan ika binayu. The nafkamina between the two is if I have a long, narrow piece of property. Let's say I have, in other words, 4 amot by 4 amot is 16 square amot. Let's say I have a piece of property which is 2 amot by 8 amot, also 16 square amot. So for Zilof, it's not really for Zilof. Zilof is like, it's like a nice chashuv piece where I invite my friends and, like, you know, to be in my backyard type of thing. So that I want Zilof for. But I'm not interested in zilofit, it's narrow and long. But in terms of absorbability, so that's the same absorbability. So the nafkamina would be if it's, let's say I have that long and narrow piece of property, can I pour the water there? So according to Rabbah, I cannot, because I don't have intent to do ziluf, and whatever goes off will be like hotza'ah. Whereas according to Rabbi Zeira, I could. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tanan, we learn in our Mishnah, chatzer v'achsadra mitztarfin la'arba amot, that a chatzer and an achsadra, a chatzer, we know what that is, and an achsadra, let me go to the other picture book. Let's see if he's got him. No, he conked out on us. Well, here you have chatzer and achsadra. Okay, here we have a chatzer and achsadra. He's got another picture on picture 62. I can't take the time to little flopping around for it, but it means it's a pavilion. It's got like poles, open air pavilion. So he says, the Mishnah says in our Mishnah, chatzer v'achsadra would start from the arba amot, that a chatzer and achsadra could join together to form dalet amot by dalet amot. Mishnah the Reb Zeira nicha. So according to Reb Zeira, it makes sense. Reb Zeira says, I just need 16 square amot. So the achsadra could be in one place. And in other words, the chatzer could be here, the achsadra could be in the corner here, but between both of them, they're contiguous, so I'll have the absorbability that I need. And he says, Ella, the Rabba Kasha, according to Rabba, it's going to be difficult because it wouldn't be something Ruid Lezilof, because we think it's like not Dalet Amot by Dalet Amot, it's like, you know, oblong. So the Gemara says, Tir Gemara Reb Zeira, leave with Rabba. So Reb Zeira, who's mechulik with Rabba, but he nevertheless explained the answer it up for Rabba, b'achsadra melechet al p'nei kol achatzer kula, that Rabba will say that the Mishnah is talking about where the achsadra matches up the entire length of the chatzer. So I can't show you the havamina here because they don't have a picture for the havamina. Let me see if this other one has anything. No, I don't have a picture for this, but the idea is that the Gemara thought the achsadra is like off here, you know, and the chatzir is here, and so I don't have a piece that's dalet amot by dalet amot, which is what Rabbi says I need. So Rabbi Zeira said that Rabbi will explain that the Mishnah is talking about that they fit together, just like with dalet amot by dalet amot. So maybe it's not a kasha against Rabbah, because Rabbah holds I need a piece of territory, which is dalet amot by dalet amot. Okay, Tashma. So now we have another kasha from a different brisa. You know, let me just pause again and repeat. Okay?
Can I ask a question before you go?
Okay, let me just repeat then the last question. Okay, so okay again. So the Mishnah said, if I have a chatzer and the chatzer is less than dalet amot by dalet amot, and I want to pour water out, I need to have a cesspool there, an uka. But the implication is, if it's dalet amot by dalet amot, I don't need an uka. So why do I not need an uka when I have a larger backyard or chatzer? So, and why is that not a concern that the water will go off to the Rosh HaSarabim, which adjoins my property? So the Gemara gave two answers. Either, according to Rabbah, the reason I don't need a uka is because when it's dalet amot dalet amot, I want the water to be mezalef. I want the water to beat down the dust. So that, since that's my kavana in pouring it, and if some of it happens to go elsewhere, that happened. But my kavana is I want it to remain here to do the ziluf. But for that, I need a chashuv piece of property. I can't have like a piece of property which is one amma by 16 amot. In other words, I need a chashuv piece of property, ra'ui, like the mechuba, like you know, you want to invite your friends over, that type of property. And then Reb Zeira says it just goes with absorbability, that the properties, dalet amot by dalet amot, will absorb the satayim water. And if some water flows off, it may happen, but it will absorb it. So the nafkamina would be that according to Reb Zeira, if I have the same square, you know, square footage of property, so that even though it's like shaped even one amma by eight amot, but it'll absorb it. But according to Rabba, no, I need a chashuv place. So then we asked on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a chatzir and achsadra are mitztaref. So we thought a chatzir is like one piece of property, and the achsadra is like a different piece of property. Maybe they're touching each other. but they're not lined up dalet by dalet. And then the Gemara says, no, they could be lined up dalet by dalet. Okay, what's your question, Yosef? What's up?
Rav, why wouldn't a narrow piece of property not be chashuv? I don't understand.
According to Rava,
square foot to be considered.
According to Rava, the issue
has to be chashuv.
In other words, he wants the water for ziluf. He wants the water to beat down the dust. And that's only shayach if it's a chashuv piece of property. In other words, like I'm having guests over. I want the lawn to look right. I want the property to look. I don't want dust all over the place. So then that's why I'm allowed not to have a cesspool because I want ziluf. My kavana is not to transfer the water to the Rishus Arabim. It's to do the ziluf. That's the heter. And according to Reb Zeira, no, the issue is whether the water is going to be absorbed in the ground. Ooh, so is that noise at your end, Yosef? Because it's really making a racket. Is that at your end? Are people talking?
Yeah. I mean,
All right. I have to move on because we have very little time. Okay, but I think you got it right. Yosef, you good?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Alexandra looks like.
Alexandra looks like. Like imagine like a pavilion with four pillars and a roof over it, like a gazebo. Okay, all right. Now, all right. Everybody mute themselves. Okay, everybody mute themselves. Ruth. Okay, good. Okay. So Tashma. So now we quote from the following brisa: Chatzir she'ein ba arba amod al arba amod in shofchin tocho mayim b'shabbat. The brisa says a chatzir that's not doesn't measure 4 amod by 4 amod. I can't pour wastewater into it on Shabbat. So here it says dalet amot by dalet amot. In other words, that's clear, 4 amot by 4 amot. So b'shleim elu l'rabba nicha. So that works well according to Rabba. That's what Rabba says. I need dalet amot by dalet amot. Il Reb Zeira kasha. But according to Reb Zeira, I had difficulties. According to Reb Zeira, it doesn't dafka have to be dalet amot by dalet amot. Remember, it could even be 1 amot by 16 amot. So amalak Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira would say, hamani rabbanan hi. Umanitin Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So in the Mishnah, we saw the Shita of the Chachamim. The Chachamim held that even if I have a conduit, and the conduit is going even 100 amot, where it would presumably absorb the water, I'm not allowed to pour the water into that. I have to pour it onto the roof, and then it'll go to the conduit. So Reb Zeira would say, Amalak Reb Zeira, Hamani Rabbanan hi. So Reb Zeira would say that Braisa is following the Shita of the Chachamim. In other words, the Chachamim, he's identifying as the Shita that would not accept just absorbability, that they would require Ziluf. So if that's lining up with Rabba. So that Braisa, that's lining up with the Svara that Rabba had propounded. So that Braisa follows the Shita of the Chachamim. Umanitin Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The first line, according to Reb Zeira in our Mishnah, that says if it's less than dalet amot, I have to have the cesspool, but larger than that, I don't need the cesspool. According to Reb Zeira, that goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in our Mishnah says that if I have the covered over conduit in the Rishus HaRabim, I can pour the water into it because the water will be absorbed. And so that he says is just working Right, Rabba is the Ziluf. Rabba is the Ziluf. Right. Reb Zeira is just absorbability. Right. So Reb Zeira is saying the key is absorbability. So Hamani Rabbanan hi. That goes like the Chachamim who hold that I could pour the water into this conduit that's covered for Dalet Amot because it'll get absorbed. So anything that gets absorbed, that's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. That's the Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. He says, "Umay duchid Reb Zeira le'ukma l'manitin k'Reb Lezer ben Yaakov." So what's pressing? So in other words, it comes out that Reb Zeira concedes that this issue, whether we're following ziluf or we're doing absorbability, is goof of the machlok between Reb Lezer ben Yaakov and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Remember, according to the Chachamim, even if the conduit is 100 amot, I can't pour it in there. And even though it might get absorbed, in other words, because the key is whether I need it for zilof purposes or not. And according to the Chachamim, if it's absorb potential for absorbability, so that's it. Then I'm finished with it. So my duchid Reb Zeir le'ukman le'manitin k'Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. What's pressing him to say that the beginning of the Mishnah goes like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov? I'm a Rava manitin k'shite. So Rava says he had a difficulty in the Mishnah. Reb Zeir did. My area the tani chaser shibuchuta. Why does it say in the Mishnah, the language of the Mishnah, chaser shibuchuta me'arba amot? If a chaser is less than dalet amot, lidni chaser sheimba arba amot al arba amot. Why doesn't the Mishnah say if a chaser doesn't have dalet amot be dalet amot? Elav shmamina de Reb Elazar ben Yaakov he shmamina. In other words, Reb Zeir felt if the pshat in the Mishnah would have been the way Rabba said, that is for Ziluf is the issue. So it would say a chatzer that doesn't have dalet amot by dalet amot. Because dalet amot by dalet amot, I would use the water for Ziluf. So if it doesn't have dalet amot by dalet amot, then I need the uka, I need the cesspool. But that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that a chatzer doesn't have dalet amot, the implication meaning it doesn't have the square area of dalet amot by dalet amot. So that's the way he went. Now let me just do a few more lines. Bahami the Sefer Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Reishalav Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. But since we see in the Sefer the Mishnah mentions Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, presumably the Reish is done also like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Gemara says Kula Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. The whole Mishnah, meaning the first line and later lines, are like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. But Chisuri Mechser Bahachi Katani. It's as if there are words missing in the Mishnah. This is the way we should learn it. Chatzer Shi Pechuta Mi Arba Amot Ein Shofkin Tokamayim B'Shabbat. If it's less than dalet amot, you can't pour water in Shabbos. Ha'arba amot shofchim. If it's got dalet amot, you could. Shir Blazer ben Yaakov Amer, biv hakamur arba amot. But should a rabbim, Blazer ben Yaakov says, if I have a covered conduit, dalet amot, just a rabbim, shofchim tokomayim b'Shabbat. I can pour water in there on Shabbat because it could be absorbed. Okay, let's just summarize a little bit and then we'll take a question or two and then I have to move. I know it's a very difficult Gemara. So Rabba and Reb Zeir had a machloket. If the chatzer is larger than dalet amot, why am I allowed to pour water there? So according to Rabba, I'm allowed to pour water because my intent is to do ziluf. I want to like knock down the dust. And according to Reb Zeir, my kavana is just the water will be absorbed if it's that way. So the nafkamina is if it's not dalet amot by dalet amot, it has absorbability, but doesn't have necessarily a zilof application. So the Gemara quoted a brisa, and the brisa said that the chatzer, the chatzer doesn't have dalet amot by dalet amot, I can't pour the water in it. But it says dalet amot by dalet amot, four amot by four amot. That sounds like Rabba. It doesn't sound like Reb Zeir. So then Reb Zeir is forced to say, you're right, that brisa says you need dalet amot by dalet amot, but that brisa is going like the chachamim. The chachamim hold that I need ziluf, because we see in the Mishnah, chachamim say I'm never allowed to pour the water into a conduit, even if the conduit goes 100 amot, and then the water ends up in the Rishus Arabim. So it sounds like they're not concerned with absorbability alone or absorbability. They require ziluf. That price is going like the Chachamim. But the first line in the Mishnah, according to Reb Zeir, is going according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says that if there is a conduit and it goes and it's covered, dalet amot, and Rishus Arabim, I can pour the water into it because it will be absorbed. So Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is just focused on absorbability. And that's the way the first line of the Mishnah is following him. And I, Reb Zeir, and that's the way I interpreted the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, what was pressing him to interpret the first line that way? Maybe the first line is the other way. Maybe the first line is like the Chachamim that I need for Ziluf. Why is he so, you know, adamant that it's just that it's absorbability? So he says he was picking up on the language of the Mishnah. It says, a chatzer she'en ba'ar ba'amot. It doesn't have dalet amot. The implication being it doesn't have the square area of dalet amot by dalet amot. If it meant it has to be dalet amot by dalet amot, say chatzer that's pachot me arba amot, like the brisa said. So since it didn't say that, That led Reb Zera to say the first lines of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So the Gemara said, but Reb Lezer ben Yaakov is mentioned later in the Mishnah. So how is he, since the safe is Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, the Reish is not. So he's, no, it's like Chisuri Mechser Bahaki Katani. So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds that, you know, it's working with absorbability. And as a corollary to that, if you have a covered conduit, so that you can pour the water into that. Okay, I have very little time, but let's take a few minutes for questions. Anybody? Okay.
Too hard to ask questions.
All right. All right, I'm going to move on. Okay, if everybody, the choice you have now is we don't finish the daf and you're on your own, or you could do some more questions and we don't finish the daf.
When you said wastewater or dirty water, is the same thing to you? Wastewater, dirty water.
In other words, water you don't want. Water you don't want. Okay? All right. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. All right, I'm going to move on. All right, everybody mute themselves. Okay, here, I'll help you all. All right, so we're on the second very wide line on Pechet Amud Beis. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Reb Iva Kamur. So in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said you can pour water into a conduit if it's covered over for Dalet Amot. And the Chachamim say even you can't pour it in a conduit, even if the conduit goes 100 Amot, that you can't do. But you could pour it on the roof, and from the roof it'll go to the conduit, and from the conduit it'll go to the Rishus Rabim. That's so indirect, you're allowed to do it according to the Chachamim. Now the Gemara is going to learn another opinion, which is even more Chamur. He says, so Manitin Deloke Chananya. Our Mishnah apparently doesn't follow the opinion of Chananya. The Tani, we learned the Braisa, Chananya Omer, Afilu Gag Mea Ama, Lo Yishpoch. He says, even if the roof is 100 Amot, you shouldn't pour it on the roof. Lefisha Ena Gag Asui Levloa El Lekaleach. The Gag is not made to absorb, it's made to like cause it to flow. So according to Chananya, you can't pour the wastewater even on the roof, and even though from the roof it would go to the conduit, even that's not allowed according to Chananya. Okay, that's the end of that piece. Now, Tana, now this relates to the cesspool. Again, if I have a very small chatzer, so if I have a cesspool, let's get a picture of a cesspool. Where's my cesspool? Oh, here. Okay, so here is my small chatzer, and here's my cesspool. So now we're focusing on the size of the cesspool. So Tana to Nebraisa, Bamedim or Murim. When do I need a cesspool? Bimoda Chama. That's only in the summer. Abamoda Shamim in the winter. Shofech v'shona ve'eno nimna. I could keep pouring out water. I don't have to worry about it. Even if I have a very small piece of property, I could just throw the water out if it's the winter. So my timer, I'm a Rava, Adam Rotze Shivlu Mayim B'Mekoman. So Rava says that my intent is that the water will be, did I skip a line or not? You know, I'm a Rava, Adam Rotze Shivlu Mayim B'Mekoman. So my intent is that the water should be absorbed where they fall. So Amrli Abaye, V'Rei Shofchim, that Adam Rotze Shivlu V'Ketani Lo Yishpoch, but Shofchim here means like the wastewater, with the conduit. So I want them to be absorbed. And according to the Chachamim, I learn that even if the conduit is 100 amot, I shouldn't pour it there. So Amarle, Hatam Lamai Nechushla. In the case with the cesspool, what are you concerned about? Imishum Kilkel Chatzero, if I'm worried about his chatzer getting messed up, I'm a kalkal of a kaiman. And in the winter, everything's a big mess. It's like raining, this, that, and the other. So everything looks like a mess. So he wants it to be absorbed. In other words, he doesn't care if the water stays on the property and doesn't flow off, and just because it already looks like a swamp outside his doorstep. So everything is mekulkal already. He says, "V'imishum gzeira shem yomru tzin rosho ploni mekaleich mayim." Maybe you're afraid that people will say, "Look, you know, his drainage pipes are really draining a lot of water, so I assume he's like draining out water from his Rishus Yachid to the Rishus Arabim, so I assume that I could take water and just throw it directly into the Rishus Arabim." So, Stam Tzitzur no Mekalchim Heim. In other words, at that time of the year, everybody's drainage pipe is flowing with water. So again, let me just repeat. So the Gemara here has a brisa, and we think the brisa is saying that I only need the cesspool in the summer, not in the winter. So why don't I need it in the winter? Because in the winter, the metzius is, I would like it to be to stay on my property. I don't care if it stays on my property. If my property is like looks like a mess, so it doesn't bother me because it looks like a mess anyway in the winter because I got a million, like a ton of rain coming down. And if you'll say that I'm going to have a problem because people will see my drainage pipes draining all this water out, and they'll assume, oh, I must have poured water directly into the drainage pipe, you know, to drain into the Rishus HaRabim. But everybody's drainage pipe is running now from the water, which naturally fell down, like from the rainwater and everything else. All right, let me just do another six lines, and then I'll let it go. Now, so Amar Rav Nachman has a different pshat in the Braisa. Bimodeg Shamim, Rav Nachman's pshat is going to be that when it says Bamedu Amurim Bimodachama Modeg Shamim Shovech Veshona, it means in the summer I need to have a cesspool that will contain all the water. In the winter, not necessarily. We'll see how it goes. Amar Rav Nachman Bimodeg Shamim Ukamach Ziksatayim. In the winter, if a cesspool holds two sa'ah, notnim lo sa'atayim. Machzik sa'ah, notnim sa'ah. So you do the amount of water it can do. Bimod hachama, machzik sa'atayim, notnim lo sa'atayim. In the summer, if it holds two sa'ah, you pour two sa'ah the same. Sa'ah, a notnim lo kol ikar. He says that you can't pour anything in it if it's one sa'ah. So he says, bimod hachama, nami machzik sa'ah, native le sa'ah. So why not? In the summer, if it holds a sa'ah, pour sa'ah. Gzeira dama'ati li tenla satayim. It's a gzeira that I may come to pour two sa'ah in it. In other words, I have a gzeira in the summer that I may overflow the cesspool. So ihachim yodik shamim nami ligzor. Why am I not afraid that I'll pour too much water into the cesspool in the winter? So the Gemara says, hatam my nechushla. What are you worried about in the winter? Imisham kilkul hamakal kalkaima. If, you know, the property is all vermished, but it's already all vermished. So the drainage pipes are all draining anyway. So Amar Abayi Hilkach Afil Kur Afil Kuraim. So Abayi says that in the winter I can even pour a kur. I can even pour two kur. So the basic idea he wants to say is when the Braisa says, where's language? He wants to say, in the winter, I'm not so concerned if the cesspool overflows. It doesn't bother me because the person himself doesn't care if the cesspool overflows. And he's happy enough if the water stays there. It doesn't bother him in any way. So he's not chayev for hotzah vis-a-vis the overflow. But in the summer, then he is machpid on everything. And therefore, in the summer, he's got to be careful not to cause the cesspool to overflow. That's what the brisa means. All right, I'm just going to do another quickly the five lines, finish the perek, and I don't know, if you have difficulty, just listen to my tape on Wayu Torah. Okay, now, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, now, V'chein shtei tuyuta odzu k'neged zu. We had the two apartments, one facing the other, sharing a chatzer, and only one of the apartments paid for the uka, paid for the cesspool. So he says, Amarava, Afilu Irvu. Even if they had a Ruve Chatzay road, only the people who paid for the cesspool can use the cesspool. So Amarabaye, my time, why? Ilemisham in the Fishe Demaya, if you're afraid too much water is going to flow into the cesspool, Bahatanya, Achali Uka, Bahatli Gistra, whether it's an Uka or a Gistra is like a broken like piece of pottery, Brecha, Pool, Vareva. Areva here means, I think Rashi says he means a boat, right? Bareva, what does he have, Bareva? A split vessel or a small boat that's in the Chatzer. Afa Pishin and Malu Mayim, Me'er of Shabbat, even if they were filled with water on Erev Shabbos, Shofchim Toko Mayim B'Shabbat. In other words, a person can cause it to overflow. That's not the problem. El Yitmar Haki Yitmar. The Lach was stated as follows: Amarava Lo Shano Lo Shlo Irvu. They didn't make an Eruve Chatzay road. So Tosfos says it means you have two apartments. They share a chatzer. In the chatzer, they build a cesspool. So only one of the apartments is allowed to use the cesspool. So if they didn't make any Rubei Chatzer, how are they able to carry there? So Tosfos says it means they'll pour the water indirectly on the balcony and then the water will flow into the cesspool. And even though in Hakinami it's going from the Rishus HaYachid into the Chatzer, but indirectly like this, you're allowed to do it, he says. Aval Irvu, but if both of them made a Rubei Chatzer Mutarin, then they're allowed to use the cesspool. Bechilo Irvu Mai Tam Alo, and if they didn't make an Erev Chatzerot, why can't the other one use the cesspool? Amar Bashi Gzeira Dima Ati Lapuki Mimani Debatim Lahatam. It's a Gzeira that we're afraid that he may come to Kalim to the cesspool to spill the water there, and that would violate. In other words, so I can't indirectly use my neighbor's cesspool in the same chatzer if I didn't make an Erubei Chatzerot, because we're afraid if I start using his cesspool, somehow I'm afraid that I'm going to come and end up carrying into the chatzer, and the more distant from the cesspool, and they may indirecting transfer the water may not be so easy, so I may like fill a keli with water and bring it over to the cesspool, and I'll end up doing hotza'ah. Okay, let me do one line. So according to Rameyer, all the roofs of the city are one reshut, even though they're owned by different people, and that's a tremendous kula. Okay, listen, I apologize. I know this was very difficult today. Let me just end up the end recording here. Okay.